He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys. He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.
And here we go with another show. I wanted to talk about something that I've been going to talk about a month and haven't, and don't know whether you, my co-host here, Jill, ever got one of these letters, but I get them periodically in my mail.
What are they?
And now they're coming in pink color to get my attention before I throw it in the circular file, otherwise known as the wastebasket. First of all, in big letters, it says immediate response to this notice or question. Then it says, our records indicate you have not contacted us, not so named who us is, to have your vehicle service contract uploaded. What is that? You read on and you find it came us as a vehicle services department located in some boiler room in Plano, Texas, trying to sell you, the car owner or vehicle owner, an extended service contract which will go beyond the warranty of your car, and they promise that if you buy the right cover, they want you to call in so they can get you on the phone and harangue you until you agree to sign up.
You once called one of those.
I did, and I spent several, not hours.
I was going to say hours.
I made the guy go through his sales pitch, and I listened, and I thought you were somewhat interested. Here we go with another show.
Did you ever? I don't know whether you, my co-host here, Jill, ever got one of these letters, but I get them periodically in my mail. What are
and
they?
Now they're coming in first time pink color to get my attention before I throw it in the circular file, otherwise known as the wastebasket.
Vehicle's warranties.
First of all, in big letters it says immediate response to this notice request.
Audi or BMW, whatever.
Then it says our records indicate you have not contacted us.
But these ones that are coming being mailed indiscriminately to list
of your vehicle
companies
have purchased.
What they're trying to do, I'll tell you in short, listeners, is that they want to get your money. They hope to hell they don't go bankrupt by having to pay for too many repairs.
Boiler room.
Because if they did, you might be out of luck getting a vehicle repair.
You,
they are not an automotive-based company selling you
an extended service contract,
legitimate, in my opinion,
will go beyond the warranty
contract that would be reliably available should you in the future
promise that
need the use of this contract.
They want you to call in so
purchase today might go to 2002.
You once called one of those.
I did.
You
need
to 2021.
They were no longer in business.
Not hours.
I was going to say hours.
I made the guy go through his sales pitch.
About this short.
If you get a letter from an unknown company that does not seem to be affiliated with your Hyundai, your Nissan, your Ford, your Chrysler, through the direct corporate enterprise, or from your selling dealer who knows who you are and has you in a computer, throw it away because it may not be worth the paper it's been printed on and the envelope it's been used to mail it to you.
Now, do these only come by mail or do they come by email as well?
They come by mail,
okay.
The ones that I see. If they come by email,
but these ones that are coming
generally delete
spam.
Indiscriminately
spam,
you know, to
haven't already reached my spam
list that
by a
these
spam filter.
Companies have made.
Have
so
purchased.
Listeners,
what they're trying
do
to do, I'll tell you in
kind
short,
of listeners,
contract
is that they want to get your money,
no matter how official it looks or
how official it looks,
to pay for
no
too many repairs.
How
because if they did,
not,
you might be out of luck of
them already.
Repair.
They are
they
not an automotive
allegedly requested
based
for this
company selling you a
this one
legitimate, in my opinion,
program term
contract
deadline,
that would be reliably available should you in the future need the use of
in
this
my
contract.
File since then,
purchased
I
today
to
might
it.
Go to
but
2022, and you need it in 2021, and they were no longer in business, and you couldn't find them anywhere.
So,
to cut a long story about this
which
short.
Is not,
if you get a letter from an unknown
type of program
company
platinum,
that
silver,
does not seem to be affiliated
lead,
with your Hyundai,
Mercury,
your
whatever
Nissan,
they might
your Ford, your Chrysler,
your vehicle,
through the direct
through
corporate
all your
enterprise,
which they do
or
not have,
from your selling
you
dealer who
you,
knows
they don't
who
know
you
what
are
they're
as you in
to
a
call
computer.
Up about. throw it away
so
because it may not be worth the paper it's been printed on and the envelope has been used to mail it to you.
Now, do these only come by mail or do they come by email as well?
They come by mail.
Okay.
The ones that I see, if they come by email, I generally delete them as spam mail if they haven't already reached my spam by a spam filter. So, listeners, please do not buy any kind of extended contract for your vehicle.
No matter how official it looks,
no matter how official it looks, no matter how worried you have not contacted them already, as they have some allegedly requested before this particular
during the production process,
this one expired technically. Program term deadline February 1st, 2018.
Maybe to
have that in my.
In my file,
and I never forward to a certain.
But I can assure you, if I were to call this 1-800 number,
but there
would be more than willing to open up my case
sure, and maybe
try to
some
sell
other
me a contract
for
production
line
of $3,000 to $5,000
for
installed
steering wheels,
which result in bolts
for
or
the
nuts
type
or
of
whatever
program,
holding
platinum,
together
silver,
to the
gold,
column,
lead
to loosen up
mercury, whatever
to a
they
point,
might try to
see. This is all through vibration
vehicle,
which
after
do
they've gone through getting all your vehicle
properly,
information,
which they
do
not
have.
They don't have a
VIN
number for you. They don't know what
car
they're asking you to call up about.
According to the article, come off in your hand.
Do not reply.
Is this like steering wheel-less cars?
Well, this is what the first thing that came to my mind is
or the information about your vehicle.
Or the information about your vehicle.
The public,
although I don't know
the
what
safety
anyway, it's
company doing that.
Are they preparing you to be able to take your steering wheel out of your car? And have they got the programs in place
that's
inside the computers of your car that will allow the car to steer itself
a
without your help?
Or,
this is just a joke, folks.
That are
technically
and
safety
seriously.
Related.
Anyways,
got my
no. The answer is it isn't
briefly.
Already programmed to steer without a steering wheel.
Apparently,
I do not know whether or not
some steering wheel assembly issues
know in advance
during the production process.
Our manufacturing
not, process
of Fusion
automobiles
and Ford.
For sure.
They go back maybe
to check with your dealer at your next service change, if not sooner.
2012.
I would call.
Maybe
I would
forward
you
to
should,
a certain.
If you have a car, the steering wheel might come off in your head.
Fusions
wouldn't
for
you
sure,
think?
Maybe
they have not
other
listed
the
other
Ford
cars or any
other
cars
in
the
may
Ford
have
assembly process that seem to have
installed steering wheels,
which could
result
in
I say discovered
nuts
or whatever is
holding them together
to the
steering
column
to loosen up
and
to a point. See, this is all through vibration. Would do this kind
deaths.
Of thing if they were not tightened properly.
So
with locking
your steering wheel, if your steering wheel feels unreasonable,
which could cause them to
maybe
according to the article,
come off in your hand.
I would jiggle
now,
it.
Is this
about
like steering wheel-less cars?
Well, this is what the first thing that came to my mind is.
Is Ford telling us
turning
something
it left
that
or right is
told
not going
to public,
indicate
whether
the
steering wheel
might come
off?
Are they preparing you to be able to take your steering
wheel
out of your car? And have they got the programs in place inside the computers of your car that will allow the car to steer itself without your help?
But if it were to
this
feel
is just
wobbly,
a joke, folks.
That is, if you could jiggle it,
take this comment
forward and backward.
Anyways.
You might
know
find
the answer
that
is
that might give you some
indication
that
to steer
you are
without a steering
confident
wheel.
Enough in your tactile
I do not know whether
feel.
Or not,
and if
you
it
could
was
possibly
know
in advance
of
the steering wheel is going to come off or
drive,
but I would
suggest
to
owners of
Fusions
Ford
for sure,
them check it.
And
okay.
Those
okay.
of other Ford vehicles,
we move
check with your dealer at your next
steering
service
change,
come off
sooner.
To airbags, aren't you going
off? I would call.
If you have a car, the steering wheel might come off in your head. Wouldn't you think?
Not
Hyundai.
Listed the other cars
and
or any other cars in the Ford assembly
Kias
process that seem to
have
which developed
have
or discovered
airbag
this problem.
Failures.
I say discovered is because there have been 3 to 6
and only known when there were
accident
reports and accident
and accidents have resulted. I do
reports.
Not believe there have been any deaths.
Reports about accidents.
Your steering
which,
if your steering wheel feels
unfortunately killed or badly injured,
maybe feels a little bit loose to you,
the
I would jiggle it vertically. That's in and out
in those
between your body and the steering
and
column.
Easily
see
visible
if it wobbles.
Because they haven't come out of the steering wheel hub.
Turning it left
or
right
front,
is not going to indicate whether the steering wheel might come
dashboard
off.
Dashboard
because
area
that's
for
a normal
passengers.
Function of steering
they
wheels,
haven't worked.
Because when you
which
turn
brings
left
up
right,
the larger question,
as well, and, that's
and
not
I leave it for
the
listeners
to do what they want to do with
the
this.
Wheels will turn.
In one ear,
but
out
if it
the
were
other,
to feel wild,
how do we know that our airbags
it,
are going to work
forward
at all
and backward,
when we have an
you
accident?
Might find that
and
that
I have been
might
wondering
give you
about
some
indication
since
you
as far back as 2000 when I had a tactile
when I purchased a VW Eurovan.
And it was to be wobbly.
I had a head-on collision with a tree
very
in a private
and
driveway during a vicious, slushy, slippery,
snowy
snowstorm.
Two airbags
and
that aren't
while I wasn't
going
probably
off,
more than
when intended to do so,
10 miles an hour
cars,
at which,
in this
at
case,
which
Kias
point I was
and
told
Hyundais.
They don't go off below
and
15 miles an hour.
And there's a population of Kias
I hit
Hyundais,
this tree,
which
head on, I did
$7,500
worth of damage to the front of the
resulted and only
Eurovan,
known when there were accident reports
and
accident
that's what it cost to repair it
reports,
and the airbag did not go off in the steering wheel and
reports about accidents
protect my
which,
face
the occupants were
I was belted
killed
the
or
belt
badly
held
injured.
Me
in
the
seat,
was discovered
but it did
the
not
airbags
keep
me
never
from
deployed,
rising up out of the seat
in those accidents,
hitting my head on the
visible because
the
roof
of the
van
or the front
roof of the van,
and it, which didn't hurt me.
Area
but I was sort of surprised that the airbag
they
didn't
haven't
go
worked.
Which brings up the larger question.
So, I do not know
how we as the public, there are millions and millions of cars on the road.
In one ear, out the other.
Thank goodness.
How do we know that our airbags are going to work at all
when
we have an accident?
But,
and I have been wondering about this
time airbags
as far back
as
2000 when I
have a car
and
you've never had an accident.
VW Eurovan.
I'm happy to hear that.
And
would your airbag go off
with a tree in a
private
driveway
during a vicious
2012,
2011 slippery
snowstorm?
Snowy snowstorm,
and
not there.
Well, I wasn't going
probably more than
to the Sonata,
five
another car,
10 miles an hour.
At which
I had
at
apparent
which point
I was told that they don't go off below 15 miles an
so
hour.
So that's that for safety.
I hit this tree.
Issues which
head on.
Are
I did $7,500 worth of damage
to
the front
some.
Of the Eurovan.
Oh, here we go.
Because
Uber and Lyft is going
to
try to
repair
test self
and the airbag
cars,
did not go off in the steering wheel
in
and
Austin, Texas,
protect my face.
Told they couldn't.
I was belted.
Coming back
the
with
belt held me in the seat.
Let me
but
tell
it did
you,
not
self-driving
keep me
cars
from rising
are,
up out
are
of the
coming
seat
at us almost like a
hitting
hurricane.
My head on the
at least they're attempting to
roof
but
of the van.
Definitely a lot of safety issues out there still yet to be proven,
which didn't hurt me.
But I was sort of absolutely 110% safe.
It's not a question of being 99%
so
100.
I do not know what
how we
as a public
there are millions and millions of cars on the road
be proven.
And thank goodness there are not millions and millions of accidents
reported on
per year, at least,
in the newspaper.
But apropos,
most of the time airbags are go off.
Somebody that I know was driving on
the LIE. If you have a car and you've never had an accident,
and,
good. I'm happy to hear that. But would your airbag go off if you did?
It was windy and something came.
Well, apparently in some Kias and Hyundais,
2012,
2011 Sonatas, I think we mentioned.
And
Kia,
the system kicked in
was
to
not
bring
their,
her back to.
It was not their equivalent
the,
to the Sonata,
the lane
but
control
another
system.
Car.
And this is why I was wondering whether your co-host was coming, because I was going to ask. He's
so that's
you know, very much a proponent of. Anyway, the lane control system
which, well,
kicked
are,
in and brought her back
in,
to the path
to
of the.
Path of the
oh,
person
here
coming
we
out.
Go.
No, it wasn't a person.
Uber
it was a
Lyft
thing.
Is
it was
going
a
to,
piece. It was a garbage can.
In the middle of
the
car.
Well,
because it was windy.
Good point.
Let's talk
Texas
about that a little bit, because I just talked about loose steering wheels and fusions.
Back with a new application.
And I talked a show or two ago about my test drive of a new 2019
almost like a hurricane
Jeep Cherokee.
At least they're
limited, which is what I drive.
There's
definitely a lot of safety issues out there still,
but it has been proven keeping
that they are absolutely
110%
safe.
And
not
until
a question
I was
on
99%
Connecticut Route 8.
Mind.
They have to be
drive.
110%
and,
reliable, and that
has
yet
with
to be
salesperson
proven, as has been
the demo
by a number of accidents and reported on by a number of accidents
in this vehicle.
And I mentioned
now,
him periodically. It seemed like the steering was loose, and I didn't
somebody
have
that
problem.
I know was driving on
at which
the LIE,
point he promptly said, "Oh,
and,
you've got the lane, you've got the technology which brings the vehicle back into line."
And
indeed, I suddenly became sensitive to the fact that the wheel was turning itself. Gently in my hand,
swerved to
as
avoid
I was
it,
wandering,
and the system kicked in to bring her back to
out of the main
the
driving
the lane control
now,
system.
Now, safe as that is,
and this is why I was
all,
wondering whether your co-host
your
was coming because I was going to ask.
Owners.
He's you know, very much a proponent
secondly,
of it. Anyway, the lane control system
well,
kicked in and brought her back to the path of the.
path of the person coming at her?
No, it wasn't a person. It was a thing. It was a piece. It was a garbage. If you swerve to avoid something. Well, because it was windy.
Rip that wheel and override the computer that's trying to tell you to get back in line.
And will it let you do that?
Oh, yeah.
Show or two ago about my test drive of a new 2018 Jeep Cherokee.
Disabled
is what I drive in sport, basically. Which will default to on,
but it has to turn the vehicle off and restart it.
Because some of the safety
I didn't realize it did.
Necessary.
Well, I don't know if it's necessary, but it's going to be. It's going to err on the side of safety.
If you're self-driving and you're not going to rely on the human to turn it back on.
I don't know where the insurance companies in this vehicle, if you have an accident, and
you have to read all the stuff in the black box.
I didn't have that problem.
Was this
at which point he probably said, oh, you've got the lane, you've got the technology
which brings
the vehicle back into line. And indeed, I
liability in terms of accidents
and
that kind of
wheel was turning itself
stuff.
We're
not going to talk
hand,
on the show about it
as I was
anybody listening to
the
show is going
to have patience
to him
and
look at this
sideways.
This babble
out of the
so
main
shall I say,
driving
this
lane.
Is not
now, as safe as that is,
teaching.
First of all,
babble
that does not indicate
not,
your steering wheel is going to come off
future
numbers.
Babble as much as it is.
Secondly,
this is
you don't have
promoted in the same way that
having the steering wheel problem.
Going to Mars
but
is being
to
promoted.
Your point,
it's going to be here. The point is, it's coming. You started this segment by saying this is coming. If you swerve to avoid something,
you swerve to avoid something, you must grip that wheel
that
and override
with the
practicalities the computer
of where they live
get
and what
back
they
in
do.
Line.
And will it let you do that?
Oh, yeah. So will it
want to or not?
Jay also said
it
in some, if not all,
I'm going to leave it up to them. Apparently,
disabled
is a lesson.
Lesson which will default to on
it's going
to be
in your
turn
new
vehicle
off and restart it.
You may know you have purchased that technology and default
know
it.
Well,
I
don't know if it's necessary, but it's going to be
offered.
It's going to err on the side of
lower
safety.
If you're self-driving and you're not going to rely on the human to turn back on,
platinum edition or something, you may find that it's come as part of
the
lofty increase in the price over the base models of these vehicles.
Manually turned on by the operator.
Your dealer will probably tell you about it. Your
salesperson liability in terms of accidents
is really
kind of
good.
There's a whole slew.
They will tell you you're getting
not
this stuff
talk
where they
the
try to show you how it all works.
Anybody listening to the show isn't going to have
but it's interesting
to
experience
babble
firsthand on the road the first time
babble
when you have not had a car with
language
technology in it.
Babble that's
it's not necessarily about babble as much as it is. This is something that's being promoted in the same way that going to Mars is being promoted. It's going to be here. The point is, it's coming. You started this segment by saying, this is coming. And how does one incorporate that knowledge with the practicalities of where they live and what they do?
Well, to a certain degree,
you're
going
to have to do it whether you want to or not. I don't know how everybody's going to do it, but it's going to be, I'm going to leave it up to them because I can't begin to give you a lesson or the listeners a lesson on how you
smaller sized windows.
It's going to be in your new vehicle.
You may know you have purchased that technology. You may not know it because that sometimes that technology is not offered as standard equipment on lower
down
models. It's an
easy
option.
Visibility.
But if you buy something with the word limited, platinum edition or something, you may find that it's come as part of the lofty increase in the price over the base models of these vehicles.
Now, here's the new
dealer will probably tell you about it.
This is the shortest test drive on a vehicle
really
I have ever seen. In
they will
magazine
tell you
whatsoever.
Stuff where
this
they
is
try
an
to show
AAA,
you how it all
Connecticut
works
AAA,
or
which I remember.
But
and,
it's interesting that
it's a test drive
experience
of
the first 2018
on the road
Hyundai
the first time
Santa Fe Limited.
A car with this
there are 12 lines of print
in
the third column of the paper.
And,
besides there is nothing about the drive itself except for the performance from the V6 engine was quite good,
indicators
although
the
economy
was
lower than I expected.
Door mirrors.
This is from the testers of the magazine.
Up on either side of
it it has a variety of safety features.
Several times.
There was a time when I would recommend Hyundai vehicles for the warranty and value. Today, Hyundai competes with any brand. If you're shopping for a three-row utility vehicle, Santa Fe is certainly one to consider. That's the
smaller-sized window.
That's
the sum total
of the
review.
Sum total of the test.
Curved
article in AAA magazine, Connecticut,
designed to make the cars.
And that doesn't tell you anything about how it really drives. It just says the guy's impressed with the features. He's impressed with the comfort
of cars.
He says it's now no longer just a warranty purchase in your head. It's a vehicle designed to
make the cars. There's probably a piece of software that writes it.
Well, I'm going to So I haven't read many of my AAA monthly papers. I'm going to start
looking
at
new.
I used to look at them to see what they had to say, and
this is the shortest test drive on a vehicle I've ever seen in any magazine whatsoever.
70 miles an hour, it took bumps competently and things like that. It steered crisply versus sloppily.
Which is stuff that you would want to know from a test drive.
What is a test drive?
There are 12 lines of print.
Just talk about the
third column
of the
vehicle,
and now it's good. Or is it
you
more meaning
nothing
about the drive itself?
They put in the mileage and the this
except,
and the that.
They don't put the mileage.
No, what I mean into a program that
the
then spits out lower
than
that writes
may,
its own review.
You know, I've said that test drives at dealerships.
It has a variety of safety features.
The usual
there was a time when I would recommend Hyundai vehicles for the warranty and value. Today, Hyundai competes with any brand.
2 miles.
If you're shopping for a three-row utility vehicle, Santa Fe is certainly
and
one to consider.
To really try
that's the sum total of the test
article in
AAA Magazine, Connecticut,
schmoozed by the test drive.
That doesn't tell you anything about how it really drives. It just says
and they find that
the guy's
car
impressed
uncomfortable
with that
features,
uncomfortable.
Absolutely
with comfort.
Correct. That's the best word you can say.
Now
it's
no longer
just a warranty
word,
purchase.
A lot
in your
of,
head.
It's
a
vehicle
design.
They've only
had a piece of uncomfortable for 7 years.
Well,
I
haven't read many of my AAA monthly papers. I'm going to start looking at these.
If you to look at them and see what they had to say, and they actually said they'd actually taken it out on a road test and tell you that it cruised well at 70 miles an hour.
It took bumps. Competently and things like that. It steered crisply versus sloppily.
Which is stuff that you would want to know from and the fact that
what is
you're
a test
going
drive?
To be right.
And then
you're
going to bad mouth it to all your friends.
The
and
the looks of a
you're
going to
hate your car, but
now
you're
it's good?
And that's,
or is it
that's
more meaningful?
Check and see whether
that's
why put in the mileage and the this and
the
what.
They don't put the mileage
no, what I mean, into a program that then spits out right to a review.
You know, I've said that you put a paper in front of dealerships.
SUVs
are
now taking over
or
being taken over by the
world
drivers, not just the U.S. drivers.
Most notably China and India.
Most notably, and as you point out in this particular article, too,
but
true, in the Asian countries and Europe are warming fast,
as they say,
highway speed. They're warming the SUVs as well as warming the planet.
Many people, SUVs,
by nature
the
of
test
their,
drives
their
at the
design
dealerships,
and
then
they
get
our car,
are not as
and then they find that the car
is uncomfortable.
Is uncomfortable.
Slippery
absolutely correct. That's the best word you can say. And
30, 40, 50
miles all-encompassing word
gallon,
which covers a lot
of the SUVs barely
ills
in
30
and uncomfortable for 7 years.
From
the
seats.
Yes, and if you've purchased that car,
highway,
thank you for reminding us.
If you've purchased or leased that car
in a
three, five, or five-year or seven-year term,
SUV
design, you have lost money if you try to take that car back
low to mid-20s.
Within the first 12 months.
And while
you've lost more money,
there are improvements
possibly
because of engine
for all
downsizing
and spending.
And the fact is, you're going to be uncomfortable for some time.
And you're
going to
badmouth it to all your friends.
Still aren't getting up
into
the
floor. You're going to hate your car, but you're going to have it. And that's something that's avoidable, and that's why actually one goes car shopping and does test drives.
SUVs, and I
but,
look, I have a sedan.
We're getting towards
love,
the end of the show, which is wonderful, but you put a paper in front of me about
Toyota
SUVs
are
now
taking
over
or
being
taken
over
by
the
world
drivers,
not just the U.S. drivers.
Most notably, China and India.
Most notably, and as you point out in this particular article, too, but
she'll never have a sedan.
In the Asian countries
and Europe
are warming fast,
as they say.
They're warming the SUVs as well as warming the planet
because
SUVs, by nature of their design
head
and characteristics,
not head and shoulders above anybody in a sedan.
And that in
new slippery sedans
really
that have been designed to get
30, 40, and 50 miles per gallon,
besides they feel
whereas
more,
the SUVs barely can make
30
in most
and to a certain degree they're
iterations.
Correct in terms
and that's 30 on the highway
steering
as a and most of the combined city.
Miles out, perhaps
potholes on our lovely roads,
SUV design
things in my
vehicles,
SUV,
which
are
in
the
low
to mid 20s.
Tire belt.
And while there are improvements because of engine
nothing to do
downsizing
and
transmission upsizing
on the end of
in terms of numbers of gears and that,
broke the
they
belt
still aren't getting up into the 40 and 50
but it didn't misalign
plus mile
it
per gallon
credit.
Range of the sedan.
But
were
I think by alignment,
sedan sales
are
the
just losing their steam
to the SUVs. And I look, I have a sedan which I love.
Well, also, I think it depends on how many cars you have access to.
Well,
if you're just if you're a one car person,
the Ford Fusions are terrific.
then you happening.
You've got to
understand. It's hard enough to buy one car for many people. And my sister's a perfect example of why she'll write about that. Every time she drops herself into my Sonata SUV, she
sits there and feels
like she's sitting underground compared to sitting in her Honda CR-V.
All right, I've got X kids, I've got this, I've got what. What's going to cover that one thing?
Any demographics and family sizes, and what is going to cover that one
really
thing?
It's going to be the Ford Expedition, the Chevrolet Suburban,
the Dodge Durango,
rugged,
if you can afford it.
And to a certain degree,
you're going to buy a used big boat
in terms of
type of car to cover that. But those
but you're not likely to buy a sedan that...
No, you're probably potholes in our lovly roads.
It's just more
and,
of a pragmatic issue.
In my SUV, which actually broke.
One of, all right. So, in your final 40 seconds, what would you like to say?
Check your tires.
Nothing to do with it being.
Check your wipers.
SUV,
we're about to move into spring. Hopefully, spring is a couple of days away officially, but the weather is not really showing that to be the case.
But I think my alignment
everything's
is
getting more expensive. What I've noticed in the new 2018 and 19 version of cars, they've gone up an inch. Many have gone up an inch in the standard tire that we're
on. If you're just one car person.
The price for
then
what's happening.
He is Robin Leach.
It's hard enough
to
buy one car for many people, not to mention two. And you're right about that. What are you going to buy if you can only purchase one car, and it seems to be the SUV type
of
vehicle?
But, I mean, that sounds like – that's not like, oh, I've got – just like, all right, I've got X kids, I've got this, I've got – I just what's going to cover that one thing?
Getting into demographics and family sizes and all that, what is going to cover that one thing? It's going to be the Ford Expedition, the Chevrolet Suburban, the Dodge Durango, if you can afford it. Otherwise, you're going to buy a used big boat.
Right.
Type of car to cover that, but those.
But
who
you're not likely to buy a sedan that.
You're not well. No, you're probably not.
I mean, it's just more of a pragmatic issue than one of. All right. So, in your final 40 seconds, what would you like to say?
Check your tires, check your wipers. We're about to move into spring. Hopefully, spring is a couple of days away officially, but the weather is not really showing that to be the case. Everything's getting more expensive. What I've noticed in the new 2018 and 19 version of the cars, they've gone up an inch. Many have gone up an inch in the standard tire they're putting on them. And every time you go up an inch in tire size, the price for replacement goes up as well.
He is Robin Leach. This is Car Keys.
Baby, you can drive my-